Today FM News, more at 3.
Who sent me this? I think this was... Was it Stephen, I think, sent me this one? Have a listen. By the way, I got a load of these when I was on holidays from people. Thank you.
I've been trying... I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I would bleed.
Insta, Ray Foley Insta, if you were sending me direct messages of any of that kind of nonsense. Yeah, I just like nonsense, like little stupid songs or sound effects or... I need daft noises, daft stuff to put the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock. Send it to me on my Insta DMs and then I'll get them on the radio. I'll say hello to you. I think it was Stephen that sent me that. That's the other problem as well, actually. I just save it and then I forget it was who sent it to me. But I promise I won't.
Fair play to you, Stephen. That has tickled me.
Sure, Stephen. Love the Lumineers. The Lumineers.
Great.
Like you've never heard them before.
Sounding hot.
Sounding great as ever, in my opinion. Hey, there was no answer on Friday on the cash machine. Did you see that news? Terrible.
Yeah, tragic.
Dreadful stuff. So it's a rollover today, €24,386.79 on your Monday cash machine. 24386.79. If you've entered since 5 p.m. on Thursday, you're still in to win. And if you want to get in to win now, you have 54 minutes. The cut-off time, as always, is 3 p.m, making that phone call between 3 and 4. Text WIN, and only the word WIN, to 57557. That's WIN to 57557. And if it's you, we call after 3 o'clock. Answer within 5 rings and tell us that exact toll. You win it all. €24,386.79. Win to 57557. Text will cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations on full terms and conditions on the website at todayfm.com. Win to 57557.
Paying out thousands in cash all summer long.
And good luck.
And playing the music you love.
Let's start with Pharrell then.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Please don't stop the music.
Rihanna. Rihanna playing the music. Not stopping the music. Rihanna, don't stop the music. I play music from Pharrell Williams at the start of the show as well. This is back-to-back music. This is Today FM. Ireland, it's okay. I'm back. Foley's my name. JP's in the house.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. You, JP had the COVIDs. He was one sick puppy.
Oh my God.
And he had COVID.
Hello.
The week before we split up to go on holidays last week.
Jesus, Foley, you got more holidays than the teachers. Oh, why did the teachers get more holidays than you, Foley? How long you were gone? 10 years, and you got us. You only back 5 minutes. You're taking it holidays.
You were well folly, don't you?
I just folly.
That's the job for me, huh?
I just folly. Your finger doing a bit of work since you came back to TFM, folly.
The amount of people sending me private messages on my Insta while I was on holidays.
Oh, folly, I'm on holidays out in the sun. Hey, you drink cocktails out in the sun. It's well for some folly on your holidays.
And that was just the women.
Right,
that was
okay.
Just the girls.
Yeah.
The lads didn't mind, but all of my girl followers were like,
oh, Foley, what are you doing? Look at this.
0874-100-102. Your texts and your voice notes on this Monday afternoon. Phil's over there.
Once again, Foley.
What?
Welcome home.
Let's do it right. If we're going to do this, let's do it. That's right, Ireland. It's great to be back in the hot seat on Ireland's greatest radio station.
Welcome home.
Thank you very much indeed.
Welcome.
Yeah, actually, the thing is, though,
come on,
I'm going on holidays again tomorrow for another 2 weeks.
And close the door. You've been gone too long.
I forgot your Toblerone.
Where is my Toblerone, my massive Toblerone from Duty Free?
It's at home on the kitchen table.
You literally walk through the place every day.
I've just remembered it. And it's funny, JP's had this air about him of like, I'll probably get...
Where is he off to now? He's coming back with the Toblerone. No, he's not coming back with the Toblerone. Where's the Toblerone?
I'd probably save it till we're on air. The eyebrows.
He's probably put it in a fridge because it'd melt otherwise. Fair play to him.
Actually, he's got more chance of melting in this studio. Yeah. The absolute crazy heat in here. It's insane how hot it is in this room.
It's a solid 26, 27 degrees. It's
and there is air conditioning. Mm. I know there is because I was in chatting to Paula McSweeney earlier. By the way, Paula McSweeney, beautiful Paula,
yeah,
heavy with child. She's due in just a number of weeks now. She's going to be having a new McSweeney baby. Where's Lady Muck, actually? There's no sign of... Joycey. Where is she?
She's off, yeah. She's back in tomorrow.
Oh, it's well for some Pamela Joyce. Another day off, Pamela Joyce.
Oh, she was off for the match yesterday, was she?
Yeah.
Commiserations to Pamela's under the bed, kicking and screaming about the Galway loss yesterday. And congratulations to the kingdom. Right, we're back on. We'll do a roll call in a couple of minutes. If you want to join us there, text 0874 100 102.
I want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you.
Because that's what radio is all about.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you.
Mika and Grace Kelly, this is Today FM. Ka-ching!
Humphrey, we're leaving.
Ka-ching! Playing the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Ray Foley back in the hot seat. Feeling great. It's Today FM. By the way, I was on Ireland AM this morning. Filling in for Tommy Bowe. Yeah, stop. Thank you.
Lovely shoes to fill. Big shoes and lovely
big,
shoes.
Big, gorgeous shoes to fill.
Were you on your best I'm nice guy Ray Foley behaviour?
Yeah, absolutely. Presenting on the telly behaviour. It was me and the lovely Alan Hughes.
Delicious, yeah.
And Muireann O'Connell.
Oh, right.
And we were presenting.
You can't have it all. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, and the funny thing was actually, because filling in for international rugby star, lovely, gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, rugged man, Tommy Bowe. The funny thing is, and you're not going to believe this.
What's that?
Nobody actually noticed. Nobody.
Huh?
Nobody noticed.
Right.
Like, Jesus, Tommy's looking well. 10 siblings. I just said that a few times. They were rad. Right, 0874 100 102. Roll call time. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
On show,
lads. Hanging out with my mate Sam in Tralee. I haven't seen him in years, so great to have him back. Hey, from Jordan.
Well done, boys.
It's been 8 years since Kerry won the...
Right.
Kerry won the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Dahi O'Shea. And Dahi O'Shea then was like... He was like, I'll beat you Galway. Mm-hmm. And then, actually, I was driving to Longford yesterday to collect my kids were with my parents in Mayo. And we met halfway to do the kids handover in Longford. And we met at midday. And the entire drive from Dublin in the other direction was just like all Galway cars. Because I was on the M4. So if I was on the other one up, I'd be looking at all Kerry cars, of course. Looking at all the Galway cars with the little flags on the top. On the top of the... Hanging out the windows. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh, God, why?
It's a long drive.
Why couldn't it have been Tyrone in the final? Because then I would have had a grand drive yesterday. And commiserations, of course, to go as well. Police say, look, the Brady and Lynch cousins, they're having fun outside today. Love the show. Hey. Oh, yeah, love the show. Forgot about that. I got to love the show in the airport.
Right.
On the way back.
Did you shout A in the airport?
That's a strange thing. Do people expect an A?
I think they do.
As a person on my own, like, I'm just a random middle-aged overweight man shouting A when someone says, hey, and people, by the way, they're never very loud, but they play it subtle because they want it to be kind of a joke just between us. So they go, I really love the show. So then I do a kind of a, welcome back, Ray. Yet another holiday, I see.
Oh, another holiday. You get more holidays than teachers at this stage. Oh, you, it's Ray Foley, the teachers and the government get more holidays.
From James. Cheers, James. Here's what happened with the holidays, okay? I know they're on top of each other, but I can't use any more now until October or November.
Right.
Because they're all used. But the way it worked was... Because the kids are in summer camp. The way it works in our house anyway is that they're off for 8 weeks. And of those 8 weeks,
They were in summer camps for like six of them because my wife was working as well. So between my wife's work and my parents' availability to take the kids, because I wasn't taking the kids again,
You need a break after that, don't you?
So that was the only week we could do. So we said, you know what, we'll take it. And then everyone in my direct messages on Instagram, someone suggested, are we just filling in for Jessica Massiel now?
Feels like that.
I mean, in terms of the quotient of days worked, Jess has actually done more since we took over the shift back in February.
That's a good show. I listened to that show.
That's a great It's a great shout. Hopefully you're back for a while now, lads, with a few ideas in the idea bank.
I think we're overdrawn on that.
Welcome back. Oh, and lads, love the show. Hey, from Luke. The idea bank. Do you want to go and
check out? Right. What's the bank balance on the idea bank front?
Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Do I have...
Do you know what your login is?
I don't have it. Do you have the email? There's a verification email. That's
right. Hang on.
Bear with.
Sure.
No, we're in the black, actually.
Are we?
Yeah.
Really?
We've got two ideas.
That's good.
One is a roll call at the beginning of the show.
That's done.
And the other then is there's so much we didn't get to do at the end of the show.
Right.
So that's
good stuff.
Guys, we've been doing that for 15 years now. On show, Ray, good to have you back for now. Interesting that Today FM obviously want you to take as many days off as possible. Just saying. Love the show, though. Hey, from Kira.
Thanks, Kira.
On show, Ray. Welcome back from the holidays. Second holiday of the year. No recession around here. Also love the show. Hey, from Kyle and Gowan. Come over. Cheers, Kyle. Right, love it, boys. Together, this is Today FM. Will you lay me down, make me home? Sagala, Lullaby, Today FM. This is Ray Foley here, JP there.
How are you?
Who's that over there? It's Caroline.
Hey guys, Caroline here in County Kilkenny.
Hey Caroline.
I wish everyone would leave you alone. Mm-hmm. You're just two normal men who needed another holiday and got COVID. What of it?
Are you actually with us, Caroline? Are you actually with us? You've been sarcastic. Because you know what? You're right. We aren't just normal men.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
I would have bet that, but I don't know, are we? Mm. And I found the pin code for the...
Good. Cover your hand if you're going to...
For the ideas
there,
bank.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just have a look. Sorry. And then... Do you want English or Irish?
Go English, yeah.
Because we've been off for a week, you see, and people are asking, is there anything in the ideas bank now that we're back? We should be fully stocked now for the rest of the year.
What options do you have there? Withdrawal, is check balance there?
Do you want to check your balance?
Yeah,
or do you want it to print out in a sheet of paper? What do you want?
Just do it digitally, just check it there.
And just check it digitally.
Yeah. What's there?
Hang on, I just put in my code. Hang on.
Thanks. God, it's really secure, isn't it?
Well, you see, the thing is, with the radio's idea bank, you don't want it to be hacked.
You can't let every Tom, Dick and Harry in, because Tom, Dick and Harry would have a radio show then, wouldn't they?
It was Tom, Dick and Harry in the afternoons. Mm. I'd listen to that show.
Right.
Between Jess Massiel, Tom, Dick and Harry.
Are we? Oh, it's asking you to click on either your current ideas account or your deposit ideas account.
There's a credit card one as well.
Okay. It's a handy system, this, isn't it?
It's very good. One second.
It's very
easy. This turns out it's well and truly spent. Ray Foley. Hello.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
The old ideas bank just... Maybe I got the code wrong.
Yeah, the Ideas Bank is asking us, do we want to close the account for due to lack of activity? Maybe it's an option we should entertain. Yeah.
They're pulling out of the market, guys. Hey, stick around. This is Today FM. We've got Justin Timberlake on the way. There's Harry Styles for you next.
Right here. Dermot and Dave. They do. And that's what it is. everybody does.
Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You. This is the FM and the music you love. I went on Christopher Walken there with the
That's who that was, okay.
All of my impressions involve saying the person's name. Christopher Walken here. Actually, did you watch Severance? I watched that when I was on holidays.
He's in it.
Christopher Walken is in it. It is so, I watched the first two episodes of it yonks ago, like months ago. It's on Apple TV, but you can get it on the dodgy. Not that I did, I got it on the legal.
Always legal, totally legal, above board.
Famously above board. And it's so hard to describe. Oh, it's so good, though. I watched the first two episodes, didn't like it. I was like, I'm not too sure. This is nonsense. It basically involves people going to work in a place where they forget all of their memories in the place. And then they forget. So while they're in work, they totally forget their normal life. And then when they're out of work, they totally forget their in-work life. There's two different versions of themselves.
So if they forget about work, how did they know to show up for work the next day if they've forgotten about work?
Oh, they know that they work there. They go there and then their memories go when they go in. The only thing they remember then is leaving again.
Right.
And then vice versa. But then in work, they go from like, bye, see you tomorrow, and the lift doors close, and then the lift doors open instantly again. The work version of themselves, they're back in work again. Okay. They never leave work.
Is this not a bit alarming?
What do you mean?
Are they not alarmed that this keeps happening? Or do they know?
They signed up for it, like.
Oh, okay, right, sorry.
Oh, hang on, it is alarming. In the first episode, there's the trauma of the girl, one of the people starting it, and how they explain it to her and stuff. So right. Good. Oh, it's so good. Stick with it, though. Like, episode 3, fully in.
I've heard that a lot of people have said you've got to give it at least one or two episodes, and I thought, oh, that's a bit like the Ray Foley show. You've got to give it at least 87, 88 shows, and then it gets good.
Absolutely. Yeah. That has always been something.
Give it time to breathe, guys.
Yeah, and much like Severance, when you're in work, when you get home, rather, from work, you instantly forget about it.
Yeah.
It's like, if anyone ever says to you, what did Ray Foley do on the radio today? You'll never be able to remember. Well, I know it was on. And then the next day in work again, it's like, oh, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
The lift door is open. It's like, oh, this again. Oh. Wow, even 10 years on. Oh.
Same deal.
It's just the same thing, isn't it? Sandra's over there, though. Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, JP.
Hey, Sandra.
Hope you're both keeping well. Great to hear you back on the radio, guys. Love the show.
Hey.
From Sandra. Bye.
Cheers, Sandra, sweethearts. To be fair, lads, when talking about holidays, that Orla Ormond takes the biscuit. She's MIA more than on show. Do you know, I don't think Orla Ormond is actually real. I think we just imagined her at some point. Hey, Ray, we were in front of you in the queue boarding the flight on Saturday night. How do you sound so well-rested? We're still recovering from Ruth and Julia Finnegan. We came back like in the middle of the night on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Got home at like 4:30 in the morning, yesterday morning. It's crazy. How do I sound so well rested? I'm faking it. That's 10 years on breakfast radio. You just fake it. And Ray, I've just set up a GoFundMe page to replenish your ideas bank. I've just made a deposit myself. It's Think It Friday, where listeners think things. And you have to guess what they are.
That's, you know what?
So I'll write that down.
That's a winner.
Write it down, actually.
That is we'll put a just keeper.
Think yeah. It right. Somewhat limiting ourselves to just one day of the week there, Stuart. But yeah, you've got to think.
We could have Imagine It Monday and Dream It Tuesday.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
What about Think It Thursday?
Perfect.
He's still writing it.
Yeah, just getting all the details.
He doesn't know how to spell think.
No.
You're welcome, Stuart and Nace. He says, love the show.
Hey.
Ray Foley.
Just short.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
Today, FM. Zed for your next
the last word with Mac.
Zed. 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 And the middle. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Hey, Aaron, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley, back in the hot seat. The seat is particularly hot because it's very muggy and very heavy. She's very heavy.
Well, it's close, isn't it?
What was the name of that show, lads? I missed it there. Angie and Mayo, she says, loves the show.
Hey.
Severance is the name of it. Severance. It's produced by Ben Stiller, funnily enough.
All right.
And Christopher Walken stars in it in later episodes, and he's brilliant in it. Like, really brilliant. Severance is a flippin' masterpiece from Liam. Liam, correct. I think it could be my favourite show of the year, or second favourite, wow, certainly, along with Station 11. By the way, don't come at us now in another week and say, I watched that Severance and didn't like it, it was rubbish. It's just my opinion. Someone else texted, did you watch an entire series of television while you were supposed to be on holidays with your wife? Yes. Yes, I did. I watched a whole lot of it, and it was great. One of the best holidays I've ever been on.
Oh, yeah. That's what a holiday's all about, isn't it?
Did you have a nice time on holiday, you and Kate together? Oh, Kate was there, yeah. Who'd you go on holidays with? Severance. Ira and JP. Ideas Bank. Remember pet obituaries? Oh, pet deaths, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just replay old stuff. Easy peasy radio. Love the show. Hey, from Anne. And Ray, say hello to all the Graces. Hello to the Graces. They're heading up from the boat in Holyhead to Nina after spending a lovely weekend in England with the family. Listening to you on the radio. We love the show. Hey, from Valerie. Cheers, Valerie. And all the Graces. Lots of love.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tuam.
Ed Sheeran and Arctic Monkeys on the way.
Tired of forking out for fuel. Had enough of pack
and trains. Dogs Trust is calling on employers to give workers time off to mourn the death of a pet. A survey by the charity found 51% of people said the death of their dog felt similar or worse than losing a family member. 71% described being devastated by the loss. It's 2 minutes past three.
I think that's a great idea.
It's a great one. Why not?
It's brilliant. This morning on Ireland AM, actually, they were doing an appeal.
Right.
For, it was a rescue chicken farm, right? Genuinely, it's like there were rescued chickens and they'd 1,300, they'd 1,300 chickens that they were trying to rehome.
Oh my God.
They were encouraging people. Yeah, they're in Kildare, look them up.
Yeah.
Because if you're interested in getting chickens or you know someone who might be interested in adopting them or taking on a couple of chickens, go for it. It's a great idea and it's so worthy and so useful. But like if you were to adopt like 1,300 chickens, there'd be like, and there were, because
you
know.
Farm.
What?
That's a farm.
No, but like, and then they started kind of dying now and again. You'd have a day off every day for years.
I like your angle. I like your angle on this, Ray.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, dogs trust. Is there a chicken's trust?
The National Inpatient.
Ed Sheeran's and Shivers. This is Today FM. Hey there. We play the music you love. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
Back from holidays. Back on the radio. Having a nice time, having a nice, convivial, enjoyable broadcasting experience. Texts and WhatsApps on 0874-100-102. Yeah, it was like 1,300 hens. What's the difference between hens and chickens then?
Are they the same thing?
It was hens. They were specifically calling them hens on the telly this morning.
Are they girl chickens and then cocks are boy chickens? Or are cocks different to chickens?
Yeah, cocks are boy chickens. Cockerels, cocks, roosters.
Yes.
They're all boy chickens, correct?
Right.
And then hens are lady chickens. Oh, so then chicken is just a generic term for like male or female, is it?
But are hens and chickens not different colours?
You're honestly asking the wrong person.
Hang on a second. Weren't you on the telly this morning talking about this? No? Do your research, man.
I'm more of a reactor. Stuff happens around me and then I react.
Okay.
And I was on the cusp of making a, like, I'll be rescuing a couple of them from the rotisserie in the local Tesco on the way home.
Inappropriate, right?
And words that you can't. Do not under any circumstances make a reference to barbecue or rotisserie or gravy or anything like that. Because, you know, this is a nice thing. It's the Little Hill. It's Little Hill, Ray. Tell people their name. Little Hill Rescue. If you do a search for them in Kildare. And there's a lot of benefits to having your own chickens. Because they're great crack, apparently. And
chickens are.
Well, they look like good crack on the telly this morning.
They look like good crack. They look like a great bunch of lads. I hang around
well,
with
ladies,
them.
They're ladies.
Ah, yeah.
Come on, girls. He opened up the gate, Derek, the weatherman.
Yeah.
Opened up the gate and they kind of... What do chickens? They flock or something.
They do, yeah.
They had an old flock then.
Yeah.
Towards Eric and they were...
Looked like good crack, did they?
Ah, brilliant crack. Oh,
yeah. All you're seeing in your head is a cooked chicken steaming away there.
I say boy. And I just... Anyway. Rescue a chicken. Little Hill Animal Rescue and Sanctuary. Do a search for them. And you get your fresh eggs every morning. Hey, Ray, I'll take all of them chickens. From C. Saunders... Is it Sanders or Saunders?
Sanders, it should be, shouldn't it?
And I like Severance, OMG. Christopher Walken is fabulous. Kind regards from Jacqueline in County Kerry. Jacqueline, thank you for the correspondence with regard to Christopher Walken in Severance, the TV show. Yeah, holidays, great crack. There were a couple of issues, actually, with the holidays. Went to Lanzarote, where there's really nothing to do in Lanzarote, but sit by the pool. We weren't even near a beach, so it was just the pool. And then every morning, you had to get up at 10 to 7 in the morning to put your towels on the sunbed.
Well, that's early.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that because the Germans and the Swedes are early risers, so you got to beat them?
I think they get a bad rap. It was mostly English people. That's the other thing. Mostly English people in their 20s. We went to an no children resort, so an adults only resort. And I was like, that's fine. They're all going to be our age and older. And, you know, just nice and quiet and sedate. And it was all people in their 20s and early 30s. And they looked incredible.
Right.
They looked absolutely gorgeous. It was like we were in Love Island, except we were like the odd ones out, clearly. It was like, swear to God, like these stringy bikinis and men with the tiny shorts and the rippling abs and the muscles. It was honest to God.
You didn't know where to look.
It was, I did know where to look.
That was the problem.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Like, unbelievably attractive, good-looking people. And all the time, the entire time, has anyone else noticed this? And they're mostly English people, in fairness. I don't think our people do that much of it. English people in their 20s and 30s, they're not like in their 40s anyway. They're constantly Instagramming. Constantly. All the time. Mm. They're never, like, there were couples in the middle of dinner and he or she, either of them, would get up in the middle of the dinner in between courses and go over to, like, I don't know, like the balcony or the window and they'd be snapping themselves with no, like, in this country, we'd be embarrassed taking selfies and videos of ourselves and putting them up on the internet. We'd be absolutely ashamed. We'd be scarlet.
800 years of hurt and now this. When will it end, Ray? When will they learn?
But the English people, they were all constantly Instagramming, taking their selfies and updating their social medias. There was one couple. We were in this gorgeous beachside restaurant, sand, waves, all that nonsense, candles. I'm just thinking, I can't wait to get back to watch the next episode of Severance. Beautiful setting, right? They set up the phone, their mobile phone, on the table to face the two of them. Now it's dark, it's on the beach. They set it up to video themselves, but the torch on the phone is turned on.
Right, to give them a bit of the lighting.
And they video the whole dinner. They just leave it running with the light on, shining at them. There is a couple somewhere in Birmingham or Manchester or London with a video an hour long of a sunburnt Irish man
in the background
rolling his eyes in the background of their video while they're eating their dinner. Darling, come and have a look at this man in the background of our video. He looks really grumpy. How many bottles of wine did he go through? 3.5 bottles. That's unbelievable. Arctic Monkeys. Used to get it in your fishnet. This is Today FM. When you get it in your night dress. Discard all the naughty nights for niceness. The script of the Hall of Fame. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. Ray Foley in the afternoons. And, Lanzarote. It's a volcano, or it's a... The Canary Islands are generally volcanoes, so there's all kind of
dried lava, is it?
Yeah, kind of magma.
Is it the island that has the black sand?
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't see much sand now, in fairness. Like I said, we're beside the pool. I had to get up at 10 to 7 in the morning to get down. And, like, the Germans get a bad rap, but it was like... Because I'm Irish. Of course, I was doing it by day 3 in order to get the sunbeds. It was absolutely ridiculous. It's crazy. And then, like, because there's so few sunbeds, everyone was on top. Like, everyone's sun was so cramped and crowded with sunbeds, everyone was right next to each other. So you had no kind of gaps between... So you're practically lying next to the person beside you.
You were nearly putting sun cream on some German lad. Yeah, you didn't even know.
Do you want me to put that on there?
I'll do your back for you if you want.
There was an English fella. He was 2 sunbeds down from me. And anytime he answered his phone, He'd answer really like, I don't know. Let me try and do the accent.
Yeah, why? Well, yeah, I'm in Lanzarote. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, all inclusive. Yeah, I'm having a pina colada. Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Was he one of the trotters?
Look at.
He's chatting really loudly. So after like the third or fourth phone call, and I'm just trying to chill. I'm just trying to relax. After he's two down from me. So, look, I may have had one or two pina coladas myself.
Dear. Uh-oh, hang on a second.
No, instead of saying anything, what I did was I went on my phone, right? Now, it's bear in mind, like, it's quiet. It's just this guy shouting in his phone.
Everyone else is trying to
relax. It's gorgeous.
Relax.
It's like 35 degrees here. Oh, it's beautiful. I swear. So I go on my phone and I go on Spotify, bear with, and I get out this on my phone, okay? So it's not that loud initially to start. Can you hear that?
I can.
So it's the Birdie song by The Tweets, right?
Excellent.
And I start playing it not too loud on the on the speaker on my phone.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm just sitting there, sunshades on, under the umbrella, looking at my phone as if I'm reading text messages or I'm on Instagram or just reading something on my phone. Like I'm just looking intently at my phone. And this is the noise coming out of my phone. And your man is still talking. I'm having the best time. Yeah, we went for dinner last night. It was lovely. And as his conversation is going on,
yeah,
I start turning it up more and more.
Good, yeah.
Until eventually, his conversation starts to, like, he's still continuing his conversation, but it's drying up to the point that he's going like, Yeah, that's right, yeah. Which means the person at the other end of the phone is going, is someone playing the Birdie song in the background? And he's going, yeah, that's right. Okay, talk to you later, bye. So, lesson is, be the crazy person at the pool. Boy Slim and Praise You, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray, I'm sorry to report that the Irish are just as bad at all that Instagram nonsense. It's that age group, 20s and 30s, obsessed with themselves. They wish there were chocolate bars so they could eat themselves from Baby J. Baby J, thank you for the text message. The irony, of course, being about the influencers and the Instagrammers and young people, particularly English people, videoing themselves while we were on holiday, is that I was spending all of my time also on Instagram giving out about them, videoing myself. Giving
it's a vicious circle. Right?
Giving out, and I was doing my my George Ezra. You don't know my George Ezra thing that I do on Insta.
No.
I mime George Ezra's Green Grass at least once, maybe twice a day.
Wow.
Do an odd mime of it, and people message me now saying I can't hear that song without seeing your face singing it.
Okay.
Ray, Nightmare Holidays, Brits Abroad, Don't You Just Love Them, from Sean in Stradbally. And hi Ray, Tenerife is the Canary Island with the black sand, from Lorraine in Dundalk. Love the show.
Hey.
I think they all have, or they have the magmatic rock. Volcanic rock.
Igneous.
Is it igneous?
Don't you remember geography from school, right? Igneous, yeah.
Is it igneous?
I-G-N-E-O-U-S.
Is that
igneous.
Is that the word for...
That's the rocks that come out of the lava, yeah.
Okay, because it was all that soft sort of... No, that's not
that's
right.
That's sedimentary rock.
No,
the soft one.
I swear to God.
And then you got your metamorphic rock. What? That's your granites and your marbles,
what's
right?
What's the light rock that you use, like a pumice or pumice stone? Pumice.
I have no idea what the light rock is that you
that's
use
rock.
As the pumice
that's
stone.
Rock. What's
that was
that?
Everywhere.
The right. Airy rock.
Right.
Anyway, they're all that like that because they're all made out of volcanoes, the Canary Islands. There's how many of them are there?
There are 8 islands, Ray. Now, I've been to the Canaries. I've been to 2 of the islands. I did not know there were 8 islands. You've been to the Canaries. How many of the islands can you name, Ray?
I've been to many of the islands. Tenerife was my first one.
Correct, well done.
Circa 2002. So I'll give myself a ding for that. Then there's Lanzarote. I've been there twice, I think. I think the last time I went was in my second or third time.
Correct. That's 2 out of 8.
Going down to the old town. There's a lovely restaurant in the middle of the old town. Oh, I love it. Into the old town every night for the dinner. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. By the way, I didn't go to the old town. We weren't near Puerto del Carmen. So Tenerife, Lanzarote, Gran Canaria.
Correct.
Fuerteventura.
Ooh, halfway. Well done.
I haven't been to Fuerteventura.
I think we're about to hit the stumbling block just about now.
Wild card. I'm going to go for Guernsey.
Yeah. Isn't that one of the Channel Islands, Ray?
Guernsey.
Guernsey, otherwise known as Guernsey.
Guernsey.
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to guess
not Guernsey.
Jersey next, are you?
The Isle of Wight?
No.
The Isle of Man?
Also incorrect.
There are loads of men in Gran Canaria.
Close.
What about Isla Nublar?
Who?
It's the venue for Jurassic Park. It's where Jurassic Park was...
It's not on the list I have. Right?
Site A of Jurassic Park.
Shall I reveal?
Go on then.
You got your La Palmas. You might have got that. La Palma.
La Palma.
La Palma.
That's the name of one of the city in Gran Canaria. But yeah, there's also an island. Yeah, go on.
You got La Gomera, El Hierro, and La Graciosa.
Didn't know anything. You made all of it. They're just nonsense. He's just making noises with his tongue.
Ray Foley.
His fat tongue.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Hey. Over €24,000 on the Today FM Sama cash machine. We're making the call in a couple of minutes. Let's find out if we've got a winner. And Lizzo plays next here.
Pamela Joyce on Today FM.
About damn time, Lizzo, and about damn time on Today FM we play. What's that? What's that? Is that Lizzo?
Somebody laughing there in the Lizzo background. It's about damn time. Weedy meedy, weedy giddy, weedy beedy, beedy the pork, pork, pork. Feeling for sure in the work of meat, but let's you wish you. Weedy diddy, the pork, pork, pork. Weedy get a poor, itty bitty poor, and get it, diddy, pork, pork, pork.
Summer cash machine, over €24,000 on the line now.
Today FM's
summer
cash machine.
You gotta know the exact toll. See, the way I do that though, I say over 24,000, but I won't tell you the exact amount because I'm not allowed to tell you after 3 o'clock. Your phone is ringing. Answer within five rings. Tell us the exact total and you win all that money this afternoon. And it's a rollover, so it's huge. Big, big cash on the line for you. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
One ring, two rings, three rings, four rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can.
I bet you can, all right. Who are we talking to?
Shauna Moriarty.
Shauna, where are you today?
I'm in Tralee.
Celebrating still, I'm guessing.
I'm just actually doing a night shift, so you're
after
waking me up, so it's actually quite good.
Oh, well, listen, we could always call back some other time.
No, you're fine.
I was going to say you had a good weekend. I take it was a fantastic weekend in Tralee?
It was very good.
Okay, well, I think the celebrations might be about to continue.
Hopefully so.
We call it life-changing cash. How would it change your life?
Oh, I'd be going straight on a holiday. I'm going to Manchester the weekend, so it'd be very good.
That sounds good to me. So listen, I know you're just out of bed, Shauna. Do you have that cash amount written down somewhere?
I have it in my phone.
Okay, don't disconnect yourself. Have you disconnected yourself, Shauna?
I have not.
Oh, that's a relief.
Perfect. It is €24,386.79.
You just keep winning in Kerry, Shauna.
Congratulations. Thanks very much.
You're our newest winner. Were you expecting our call?
No, I wasn't, to be honest. But I'm not complaining.
Come here. It's just as well you didn't have it on silent.
I know, yeah. Thank God.
Well, that's a relief. Who are you going to be celebrating with?
Me and my partner.
Fantastic. We're so happy for you. Get out of bed. €24,386.79, Shauna. Well done.
Thanks so much.
The winning continues at Today FM's Summer Cash Machine. Check out the last word at 5 p.m. Get the new cash amount, and we could be calling you tomorrow afternoon.
Today FM's
Summer
Cash Machine.
Shona is my hero. Well yeah, done, Shona.
Fair play.
A man from Dublin rings. He tells you €24,386.79. That's all yours, Shona. She's like, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, I know. Cheers. See, just another win for Kerry. And your chance to win with a new total from Matt Cooper on The Last Word at 4:30. Right here on Today FM.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a
Dermot Kennedy and Something to Someone. This is Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland. Hey, good afternoon. Ray Foley on the radio. Nice to be back at work. I was in Lanzarote last week and I wasn't at Disney, where I was watching the videos of the launch. And this is in Euro Disney, Disneyland Paris. The launch of the new Avengers campus. Campus me arse. It's like the section, the Avengers section of Disneyland Paris. It looks amazing. Absolutely amazing. There's a roller coaster. There's loads of Avengers, but you can meet the Avengers characters like Black Panther and Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, and you know all the other boys and girls from the Avengers. But they've opened up they had the big launch. They have these drones. Did I tell you about the drones before?
No.
They have these drones that do like a light show in the sky, right? So these they go all up in this massive circle. And then they can show the symbols of the various Avengers. So like Captain America's shield comes on with the star on it. And then Black Panther and then Captain Marvel. They show all the different...
Like a laser show, is it?
No. They're drones. Individual drones with different coloured lights on them. Hundreds of them all in the sky. They did them at the Beijing Olympics years ago.
And they mix the lights all together to make up the image.
To make the symbol.
Now that's fancy.
Now it needs to be a still night. If it's a windy night, they can't do it. If you go back, if you go and do a search for the videos of the launch of the Avengers campus, and the best bit of it, right? Have you watched Doctor Strange?
I have not.
Have you seen him in action in any of the films?
No, I don't think so.
He has this thing, Doctor Strange, like he's his ring, and he spins it around like that with his hands.
With his hands, right?
Like and that. Then there's these kind of like fireworks. A circle opens up and it spins fireworks. Like,
A
Catherine wheel. It's like that, but it spins around into a kind of a circle that you can walk through like a portal.
Oh, right.
And at the launch of the thing,
right.
Doctor Strange appears, he spins his hand around, and all those drones, the hundreds of drones in the sky, do the spinning thing in the sky. It was my tiny mind was like, pfft. So I have to go there. I'm going there for tomorrow, for another week's holidays.
Ray Foley.
Tearing the arse out of it.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
Great news. Playing George Ezra in a few minutes and GRL next.
Showless. Air Today FM.
George Ezra, Green Green Grass on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's here. JP's there.
How are you?
And he's done it again. Cheeky old Dempsey, eh?
Yeah.
Cheeky Dempsey pants. Ian Dempsey, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Every morning between 6 and 9 a.m. right here on Today FM. So he does this thing called Waffle, which is basically talk about... which Ian doesn't want us to ever talk about.
No.
The irony of talk about, the first rule of talk about is that you don't talk about.
Don't talk about it.
Ian Dempsey. I don't know if Ian, I know Alan Hughes presented it. It's all come full circle. Ian Dempsey presents The Breakfast Show here on Today FM. He used to present a quiz TV show called Talk About on RTE. That involved a topic being assigned and you shouted words associated with the topic, get enough of them, you win the quiz, which is Waffle on his radio show. I fill in for Ian Dempsey when he's off, and I play Waffle on his radio show. I am filling in for Tommy Bowe on Ireland AM at the moment.
Try and keep up, okay, yeah.
With the man who took over Talk About on the television... from Ian Dempsey, when Ian Dempsey stopped doing Talk About, Alan Hughes.
Oh my God.
And the rest, as they say, is history. So he gave away the €1,000 on Waffle.
Another winner.
I don't know what it was. Was it super easy?
I would say this one was a little bit tricky. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say this is not a gimme one. It's not a giveaway waffle this morning.
It's not a soft waffle.
It's not a soft waffle.
It's not an easy waffle.
It's a crusty waffle. Adam Franzoni was what? This morning. Yeah, a great name, by the way.
One Adam of
the
Franzoni.
Great listener names. Wow. Adam Franzoni was the winner. And he got us comfortably inside the 30 seconds as well.
I'm just digging out Ian Dempsey's sound effects.
Please do.
It's hot keys. Okay, am I playing Waffle then?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, hang on 1 second then. Wait for it. So how long is 30 seconds?
30 seconds, yeah.
30 seconds. And I'm playing for €1,000.
Today's Waffle topic is...
George Ezra.
Green, green grass.
Correct.
Tiger Lily.
No.
Budapest.
Yes.
Podcast. George Ezra and Friends.
What is he?
Posh.
What is he?
Posh.
No, but what does he do?
He's got a funny voice.
No.
Singer.
Yes.
He sings in a funny
That's
voice.
3 out of 5.
How are you doing with George Ezra here?
A city in Hungary.
I said Budapest.
Did you say that already? Yeah. Okay, what about another word for heaven?
George Ezra. The music of George Ezra.
Something Lost was a famous book by George Ezra.
Paradise.
Correct.
Paradise?
Yeah.
Is that a George Ezra
Must
song?
Be an album, I'm guessing.
And someone knew that on the phone.
They got it.
At 20 to 8 in the morning.
Adam Franzoni knew.
Adam Franzoni. Even the name sounds made up. A pal of Ian Dempsey winning a grand this morning. For your chance to get on with Ian, turn on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. on Today FM. The Killers are reading my mind. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Gavin Flowers and the Boys.
Close enough, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, we'll take it. Adam's been... This is Adam Franzoni.
The winner of Waffle.
The winner of Waffle this morning. Hey, Franzoni. He said he's a real person.
Right.
And he's dropped us this voice note to prove his genuineness.
Now, Ray, the name's not made up. And how did you not know Paradise?
It is a pity, Franzoni. It's an absolute... Are you sure? I'm surprised that that's your voice, Adam Franzoni. Are you sure you're not a New York City police captain?
Should be.
Yeah.
With glass...
Yeah.
Glass walls.
Yeah.
Get those two bozos into my office. I want your gun and your badge. Captain... Hey, Foley, Gilburn, Captain Franzoni wants to see her in his office right away. All dressed up, you're good. This is blue.
NYPD blue. From head to
toes. No, just blue. Flyby. You're feeling beautiful. That makes me laugh.
Who is that?
It's just a noise on the air on the internet. Yeah. Someone sent me that as well. Is there any more of those things you want to share? Just a noise you wanted me to play at the beginning of the show. You find me on Instagram, Ray Foley Insta. I think just search for my name on Instagram. You'll find me. You can send me any daft songs or noises or sounds or whatever. Ray Foley Insta. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, I swear to God. We didn't get to do Zara Larsson-y. Where Swedish singing sensation Zara Larsson comes in on the show to explain the difference between larceny and robbery. To do Every Day I'm Shefflin, where hurling legend Henry Shefflin reveals his love for mid-2000s party rockers LMFAO and their chart-topping hit Every Day I'm Shufflin in Every Day I'm Shefflin. And we didn't get to do David Clifford, the Big Red Dog, where All-Ireland winning hero David Clifford.
I am.
He's set to make his Hollywood debut in the next Clifford the Big Red Dog movie in David Clifford the Big Red Dog. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. On tomorrow from 2, by all accounts. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley. With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.